If I had a list of terms I never expected to hear, backup toads would be on it. That's toads. You know, hopping, fly-eating, warts. But on a trip this month to Bastrop State Park, the term was uttered without a hint of irony.
We'll still have backup toads, basically, in captivity that we can then breed and release back into the wild.
This is Cassidy Johnson.
I'm one of the keepers, and I'm also the research associate for the Houston Toad Program at the Houston Zoo.
The zoo keeps a population of Houston toads in captivity. Johnson calls it an ark, like Noah's Ark.
And we keep them there just in the case that all of the Houston toads left in Texas go extinct. They won't honestly go extinct.
On the day we met, she was watching thousands of toad tadpoles as they were released back into the park. They were collected from wild eggs, not spawned at the Ark. But both efforts have the same aim, to straighten out a bottleneck in the toad lifespan. Melissa Jones is a Texas State PhD student in aquatic resources. She works on the Houston toad.
Well, we're hoping we're increasing their wild survivorship.
The survival rate from egg to adult in the wild is 0.01%.
And that sounds horrible.
Nature can be cruel, but fostering animals in captivity has made an impact for other species. The California condor is the best-known success story for captive breeding programs. Despite that, Cassidy Johnson says there's also a downside.
It's also bad because then people don't understand the consequences of developing an area where an endangered species is found, because it's like, oh, well, they can just keep them at a zoo.
The Houston Zoo felt the consequences of that attitude when it tried to release a batch of Houston toads a few years ago. They were collected as eggs at a property near Bastrop and fostered to adulthood. But
when the zoo and our collaborators, Texas State, approached that site again, they didn't want them.
The property owners were worried about endangered species regulations and what having a bunch of nearly extinct toads would mean for their property. Those regulations also left the zoo hamstrung.
The Endangered Species Act is very specific about the manipulation of endangered species.
You can't just pick an endangered toad up from one property and put it down on another. It's not allowed.
So they just honestly got stuck at the Houston Zoo.
Stuck in that bureaucratic limbo, the creatures began clogging up the toad pipeline at the zoo. The drought and wildfires in Bastrop played their part as well. The last few years have not been ideal times to release Houston toads.
We were full. We didn't have any empty tanks to put any toads.
Until now. Johnson says the zoo was allowed to release the toads in question earlier this year. With more space for breeding, she hopes to disperse tadpoles over the next few weeks. The trickiest part, she says, is finding places to put them. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.